Tonight is the first A's game of the 2012 season at the Oakland Coliseum, an exhibition game against the Giants. How many more Aprils will A's fans be watching their team play in Oakland? No one knows. A's ownership is hoping for permission to move the team to San Jose. KQED's Nina Thorson reports that uncertain future is on many people's minds, including hers.
Before I can share the voices of Oakland A's fans, I need to tell you I'm one of them. In fact, I'm a season ticket holder. I usually sit in the bleachers with the hardest of hardcore followers, the people who show up for nearly every game, rain or shine, good teams and bad, bringing their homemade banners, their flags, their drums, and occasionally their banjos. But even outside the bleachers, Oakland fans say there's a distinct culture that sets them apart.
Yeah, move it forward, but behind the tree.
A few weeks ago, I caught up with some fans taking in an amateur game at a local park. Here's Michael Davey of Oakland and Eileen Nadolny of Kensington.
We're definitely the alternative, the punk rock. You know, we're different. We're knowledgeable, we're smart, we're enthusiastic. We just do things a little different. That's what I like about, you know, being an A's fan.
I think the fans are more baseball fans. They're not there to be trendy. They're there because they love baseball. And that's what I see as that might be lacking if they move to San Jose. Emotionally, the Oakland A's mean more to the people of Oakland than they would ever mean to the people of San Jose.
Of course, people who live in the East Bay aren't enthusiastic about a move that would take their team 37 miles south. But the fans I spoke with say it isn't just a matter of convenience. When they hear A's owners say that Oakland isn't a viable market and that they need Silicon Valley dollars to make a new stadium deal work, they feel disrespected.
And it's a terrible thing to pit one city against another. I've never even really thought of San Jose. But now I hate San Jose because of this ownership.
Bryce Kimball lives in Fremont and used to go to at least 30 A's games a year. Now he says it's more like 5.
That's solely due to our ownership. They don't want me as a fan, and frankly, I don't want to give them money. I do like going to opening day. I'm a sucker for that. I get excited, you know, and every year, you know, they pull more of their stunts, and I'm just like, never again.
Another lifelong fan, Jeffrey August of Pleasanton, is neutral on the Oakland versus San Jose issue, but he says there's no better time than an A's-Giants series to observe what can happen to fans when a team moves into an upscale new ballpark.
The culture of the Giants fans changed dramatically when they moved from Candlestick Park. You have the ladies out there with the big hats and the buttons all over them and the scorebooks, and I don't see that at AT&T Park, and I think that's part of what's awesome about baseball, and there's got to be a way to try and keep that around.
There's another thing that sets Oakland fans apart, according to Colbert C., who's been following the A's since he was in the third grade. And you can hear it at every game.
Let's go Oakland! In all of baseball, I can't think of a team that has a chant that includes their city's name, and that's what makes Oakland baseball or Oakland A's baseball so special. Every time I hear, "Let's go Oakland." And that would be a shame to lose.
Let's go Oakland!
In Oakland, I'm Nina Thorson, KQED News.